Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we have a pundit panel. Lots of things to discuss with Annette Magnus and Warren Hardy here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We're pleased to welcome Annette Magnus, founder of AM Solutions. What a great name.
Thank you. Thanks for helping me with it.
And Warren Hardy. He's the principal of the Hardy Consulting Group and former state senator. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Annette, starting with you, in the last couple of days, we have heard that Donald Trump has a 12 to 13 point lead in the state of Nevada. Your thoughts on this and what this could mean for the election cycle?
I think it's still early. I think that whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have to look at polls with a skeptical eye right now. We know that Nevada is a very transient state. We know that people move a lot. People are not paying attention to politics until usually August or September. And so I think whether it's a poll that's for Biden or a poll that's for Trump, you need to look at it skeptically right now, because I don't think it's reading what's really going on in the electorate, because I don't think the electorate knows what they're going to do. And I would say that if it was Biden ahead too. I think it's way too early to know where our electorate in Nevada is currently on this. And I think there's more to play out with his court cases. There's more to play out with, you know, how Biden's handling the economy. And so I think there's still a lot of election left to have before we can really start looking at that polling.
Senator?
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with Annette. It is early. You know, I don't trust any polls anymore until I've seen the methodology, and then I trust them somewhat. It's the old saying in politics, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. So I do think it's early. I don't know what the methodology of those polls are. And it's a different election cycle. It's going to be very hard to read polls this time because we have two candidates that aren't very popular with the public. And that's a dynamic we haven't had in a long time. So it's going to be very difficult to be able to judge what's going to happen on election day is what's going to happen on election day. And I think we could all be surprised.
I do think, I will just add, I think that both candidates have a responsibility to come to Nevada to campaign like they are behind and to not take us for granted. And I think that goes for, that is a nonpartisan statement. I really feel strongly that the last couple of elections, people have taken Nevada for granted. Oh, we're a blue state. Oh, we're a red state. No, Nevada is a purple state. We are a mix of lots of different people with lots of different backgrounds, and those candidates have a responsibility to come to Nevada to seek out our voters and to do the work necessary to earn the presidency. And if they want to earn our votes, they have to come here.
You know, the irony of this is when all the candidates came here, the first year that Barack Obama ran, they had no clue about Nevada whatsoever.
Nevada, you mean?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, I remember Robert Eithoven suggested to me, just ask Nevada-centric questions and it'll be a more interesting interview. And I asked all these Nevada-centric questions and they had no clue. Yeah.
Do you remember when we had them all at the legislature in 2007 and they were walking around the legislature? We had different candidates in different areas. And I remember that was kind of the first foray into the having, you know, the presidential candidates really come here and focus on us. And I think it's evolved since then, but I still think there's work to be done.
And I would say there's a couple of things in that poll. Again, I'm very skeptical at this point, but I think there's a couple of those things in those polls that I think is supported by anecdotal evidence and the conversations I'm having. And that is that President Biden is, I think, really struggling with Latino voters. And I think he's got to figure. I think he's struggling in two areas. That's one. I don't know why. It seems apparent to me that he is. And the other is his handling of the economy, the economy issue. I mean, he's trying to convince the American people and the people in Nevada that the economy's fine. Maybe on paper, by the measurements, it's okay, but in everyday pocketbook issues. I just put $5 a gallon gas in my car this morning. I just paid whatever it was for a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk. Those are the things that the people are judging the economy on, not whether there's a slight shift in lowering in unemployment. And I think he's completely missing the boat there. He needs to take ownership of it and say, we're working on it. We recognize the challenge. But really what he's saying when he says what he says is, you're not very smart because you can't see that the economy is getting better.
But isn't that part
That's
of being...
That's a problem.
Well, isn't that part of being in the Washington bubble? that you don't really know what's going on in the real world?
You know, every time I talk to people in D.C. right now, I'm telling them the same thing that Warren is saying. Our gas is not getting cheaper in Nevada. It's actually getting more expensive. Our groceries are not getting cheaper in Nevada. It's getting more expensive. And I think Warren is right. Biden needs to take a look at the economy and say, we are not as far ahead as we thought we were going to be, and be honest about it and own it and say, we've made a lot of progress and show the progress we have made. And also talk about what we need to do in the future and talk about how we have to continue the work. I think that is going to be a huge issue in this election. And so he is going to have to do more to explain that issue and to explain how inflation is not being solved right now and how we have a responsibility as Democrats to do more about that. And so, you know, I think he's right. We have to own it and we have to do a better job.
Okay, so the question is, what can he do about it?
Well, I think there are some things that can be done. You know, I do believe that there was a study that came out today that I read before coming here, and, you know, it showed that inflation is not necessarily due all to corporate greed, right? There are some things going on within the economy that are naturally happening that are causing inflation. But some of it is corporate greed, and some of it is also, you know, they're calling it the shrinkflation nonsense that the companies are doing, where they're shrinking their products but selling them for the same price or higher. There are places where he can step in those instances and say, hey, we've got to do a better job in this business, and try and drive prices down for everyday people. And I think those are the places where he can step in.
Do you think that's reality?
It's not going to be a surprise to Annette or anybody else that I completely disagree
that's
with.
That's okay.
Annette and I do this a lot, and we're friends, and we know that we don't always agree. I think that's exactly the opposite thing of what... I'm a Reagan-Kemp Republican. I've not moved one inch from when I signed up for the Reagan Revolution. Too much government interference in the economy is the problem. And micromanaging it to the point that we're, what did you call it? What kind of
shrinkflation?
Shrinkflation is a wrong approach. We all ought to be really grateful that corporations are wealthy, and because that's who provides the jobs. I would suggest to you that trying to overregulate what's going on with interest rates and other things, there's a very narrow role there for the federal government to make determinations on that. I think the over-involvement of the government in the economy is the problem.
You know, I was a TV weatherman.
And Ned disagrees with that.
It's fine.
I was a TV weatherman for 23 years, and the joke back then was that only weathermen and economists can get away with being wrong as often. And when you look at what's happened with the Fed over the last couple of years and moving the interest rates and trying to get inflation under control, they have had absolutely no clue what they're doing. Agree or disagree?
I mean, agree. And I don't just think it's President Biden's presidency. If you look at previous administrations, and I'm saying that's Democrat and Republican, right?
Yeah, that's not even the
they have had trouble with this. And I think this is a historical problem that we have in this country where we have inflation and the automatic reaction is, let's raise interest rates, let's do the things as that they always do, right? And so we have to start looking at things more creatively, and we have to start thinking about ways that will actually impact everyday people, not just corporations.
And so I guess I'm sort of supporting Annette by saying I don't blame Biden, except to the extent that he's trying to fix it.
Yeah.
Capitalism works. People don't like it. Yeah, it creates a lot of money. It creates jobs. That's where we get our employment from, is the fact that capitalism works. So I don't blame the president. But to the extent you're trying to get in and fix it, that's where you're creating additional problems. You gotta let it run its course. Government has some role in making sure that products are safe and that we're not, and those sorts of things. I'm good with that. But capitalism works. We need to let capitalism work and not try to fix it.
Would you like the last word in the segment?
I disagree. I think that there is a responsibility. I mean, this is where we fundamentally disagree. I think there is a role that government has in this, and that they have to take care of the poorest among us. And those are the people that are hurting the most in this economy. And what is happening at the top is not getting down to them when we're buying groceries, when we're getting gas. And those are the people that are hurting the most. And so those are the people that Joe Biden is counting on to show up for him in November, and he has a responsibility to do something.
Okay, but really, it's not the poorest people that are being affected. It's the level above the poorest people, because the poorest people are being taken care of with food and vouchers and all the rest
of that. There are still many things like
I don't like paying $15 for a pound and a half of bacon.
Sure, but there's also things like sales tax that are regressive taxes that disproportionately hurt low-income people, and so those are the types of things that are hurting them, and they're paying for those things just like I am. And so I am still doing just fine in this economy. Those people are not, and that's how I see things, is those are the folks we need to show up. Probably why he's not doing great with Latinos.
And I would disagree that it's government's responsibility to take care of those people. It's society's responsibility to take care of those people. That's a very different
perspective?
Thank you. It's a very different perspective, a very different way to view it. Government can play a role in that.
Government sets the regulations, but the people always pay. There's nobody else to pay. Corporations don't pay. People pay.
That's right. Let's
take a break. I have to make some money here to pay for this.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back after this timeout.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Warren Hardy of the Hardy Consulting Group and Annette Magnus of AM Solutions. So just for argument's sake, if this polling is correct, because it was two different polls that came out, one was at 12% Trump lead, one was at 13% Trump lead, you potentially have 2014 all over again, don't you, with down ticket?
You know, it's very interesting. I was listening to some dialogue on some talk show this morning. I don't remember what it was, but they were talking about what the shift with the Latino voters, the shift with younger voters. It's almost like the younger voters don't remember Trump's first presidency. And the thing that we're learning from this is that it's the economy, stupid. Bill Clinton got that right.
James Carville got it right.
Everybody's concerned. And the other thing that I think is starting to play into people's minds again is foreign policy. The challenge is, in my opinion, the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. is a disaster. And you know I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. We've talked about that before. I think he's an extremely flawed individual and a flawed candidate. And I said on somebody's show a year ago that the question is not whether Donald Trump will ever be president again. It's whether or not he will be the nominee of the Republican Party. Because if he's the nominee of the Republican Party, Joe Biden will win. I was wrong a year ago. I think there's a real possibility that Donald Trump will win in spite of the disaster that the Republican Party is. If you look at the Republican Party that I signed up for, the Reagan Revolution, to even have a discussion about aid for Ukraine and aid for Israel and supporting those alliances would never even occurred in my time. And now we've got a faction of the Republican Party. You know, the problem in politics right now is the far MAGA right and the far woke left. I have no problem with liberalism. I respect liberalism. Liberalism to me is a group of people that see massive societal needs and don't understand for the life of them why a monolithic, wealthy organization like government won't step in and help. That is not an evil or mean-spirited or inappropriate way to view the world. Republican side, the conservative side, the conservatives that I identify with, which is the Reagan camp conservatives, looks at that and says, yes, we would like to help. We can't. We can't do it all. Government can't do it all, and there's downside if we do. That's not a big gap of disagreement. The disagreement between the far MAGA right and the far woke left, that is a bridge too far. That you can't reconcile any of that. I've been working deals my entire career with liberals who I like and who I respect and who I believe have a completely messed up version or view of how the government should function, but I respect them because it's coming from a place of we need to help people, we need to do the right thing for people. And that doesn't exist anymore in Washington, D.C. between the far MAGA right and the far woke left. And we've got to get the center back in control of the dialogue and the debate.
You know, we kind of went away from my original question was, could we see 2014 all over again? We can get back to that. But part of this is the fault of the media.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, you can complain all you want about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, but every program you turn on, that's all they talk about. And there is so much more to government than just those two people. Now, fair enough, the president is the president and is going to be at the top of the agenda for any news organization. But this constant negativity on both sides, that's what people hear and that's what they're responding to.
I have to be honest with you. I love politics. We talk about it all the time in my household. I married a Republican. He's no longer a Republican. But we talk about it a lot. And even we have turned off the news more and more because I can't watch it constantly. And I am someone who reads a lot. I am somebody who absorbs a lot of news, but at the same time, watching it day to day, just play on loop over and over and over again, it's exhausting. So I can't imagine what average Nevadans feel right now who don't do this like Warren and I do every single day, and who didn't sign up to do it every single day. They shouldn't have to do it every single day. And you're right, Sam, it is a constant loop of negativity where we see people dying, people in other countries dying, kids dying. It's too much.
Okay, so
I would just say I blame Rush Limbaugh. And he started it. And the right, far right media started it, and then Fox News started it. That's who I blame as a Republican, as a conservative Republican, because they sort of took, now CNN responded, MSNBC responded in kind because that's what they had to do to compete. But you can't, in the United States of America with a free press, you can't have the media lining up on the conservative side and lining up on the liberal side. You got to have some place where people can go to get accurate, good news. That doesn't exist in the United States of America right now.
Well, it does, but you have to have a variety of sources to be able to find. And I understand that the average person doesn't have the time or disposition to do that. But I will say this about Rush Limbaugh. He was one of the great entertainers.
He was an entertainer.
In radio
for
so many years, 30 million listeners a week, 15 hours a week of basically him talking. And if you listen to Rush Limbaugh over the years, you found out that there was a sense of humor there along with it. As time went on, he became a creation that he hadn't even thought of when he first started, and that developed into what you're talking.
But then he also started to amplify mis and disinformation, which is a huge disservice to the American people who, you're right, don't have the time to discern what is real and what is not real.
Okay,
and
but
that has now
and they don't even have
become
the time.
A problem.
They don't have the knowledge. They've allowed other people to do their thinking for them.
Okay,
and that's the problem.
Okay, well, people are trying to raise their kids.
Doesn't matter. You
and
still
put
got
food on the table. Well, no, I understand.
But democracy's hard.
Well, it's true, but not only did Rush Limbaugh do what he did, but the left has had their people doing exactly the same thing.
Agreed. So they responded to that, and everybody's making millions of dollars by dividing our country.
Well, and that's the other side of the equation. We'll be right back.
Sunday, June 23rd, we invite you to join us for Cowboy Church at 9 a.m. in the sponsor's tent with free breakfast and your favorite worship songs. Continue the family fun and step onto the dirt of the indoor arena for Kids Day. From 9:30 to 1:30 p.m., you can experience the Mutton Bustin' Championships, hands-on and interactive experiences for all ages, vendor shopping, and much more. For more information, visit renorodeo.com.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner.
Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care. For all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Annette Magnus and Warren Hardy. So Annette, let me go back to my original question, which is 2014, we saw a lot of changes to the down ticket because it was turned out to be a Republican wave. What are your thoughts about the potential for that to happen again?
I don't necessarily think the red wave is going to happen. I don't necessarily think a blue wave is going to happen, though, either. I think it is going to be a hard-fought battle. I think it's going to be kind of a mess down ticket because there's a lot of politics going on in our communities, at least in Nevada, between different labor unions and things like that. But 2014, we didn't have resources coming in on the left. You do have a strong top of the ticket on the left side. And so there will be resources coming in nationally that will help with that.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, 2014 is an anomaly that there were four or five different things that led to that anomaly. It's not going to probably happen again in our lifetime. I do think it has a potential to be a very positive year down ticket for the Republicans because I think there are some that will say, I don't know that I can support Donald Trump, but I need to support Republicanism because Democratic policies aren't working for us.
Split.
And that could reflect.
Yeah. I like split
Nevadans
tickets.
Nevadans are notoriously split ticket.
Yes, yeah. They are. Thank you both very much.
Thank
this you. Was fun and very informative.
Oh,
and
Sam.
You can trust
thanks.
These two people.
Oh, thanks,
and we'll
Sam.
Be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We'll see you.